while I'm only one part of the story, I just wanted to relay that, you know, it's the concerns of the Islanders is actually shocking to me. I was watching TG Cahir last night, and one man said that he was afraid the boat was going to turn over. I mean, that's completely wrong. You know, this boat, while it was built in the mid-70s, it was actually built for going out to North Sea oil rigs, and is one of the most comfortable boats on the coast. And the boat, the trip from Doolin to the Aran Islands is very, very exposed and very, very rough, and often has to be cancelled. And this is the last boat that we use before we cancel the sailings.
And is it seaworthy? Because people are hearing that it had to be repaired, or it's being upgraded, or work's being done. And I think, understandably, because it's a very... Go ahead.
Yeah. I can understand from a layperson's point of view that, you know, that they can have these concerns. But from talking to the new owner, I mean, the reason he's upgrading it to facilitate even a more comfortable journey for the Islanders. You know, he's going to refit the whole cabin. He's going adding on a cargo section for bringing light cargo and a crane, which we don't use because we only carry passengers. And may I add, I've operated this boat since 2001 with absolutely no subsidy. Having not been in Tory, I do not know. But what I just say is that like, the boat is surveyed by the Department of Marine every single year. And this year it was in dry dock in Mooney Boatyards in Killybegs, which is quite close. And it got a full overhaul. It's the best seaboat that we had.